So excited for us to be able to share something with you. We had a guest on the show earlier this week, before the bombing in Afghanistan, who was actually critically injured by an IED on his third tour of Afghanistan. He is a retired United States Army soldier. He's a motivational speaker, an author, quadruple amputee. He has the Travis Mills Foundation. They're making a movie about his life. Adam Driver is going to be in it. We're talking about Travis Mills, and we will have that interview right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, Bubba. So they have an extra one, Bubba. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Just cook him a good meal. And if you can't, buy him some Popeyes.
That's right.
Dude, I almost spit that out.
Man, let me tell you something about that lady. She's cute. She's really cute. That is every cute girl in my hometown has that accent.
Yeah.
That's what they sound like. Buy him some Popeyes.
Let's
play again. I want to hear
him. All right.
Just cook him a good meal. And if you can't, buy him some Popeyes.
Something about that Popeyes.
Man, Popeyes. I'm telling y'all.
Kicking off the podcast, sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
What's the matter, D?
Bubba made me some, Patrick made me some Patrick Punch. Or what is this?
It's Patrick Punch. It's Diet Mountain Dew and sugar-free Red Bull mixed together.
I had to pee. We were about to start the podcast. I had to pee, and I needed to make coffee. So I'm like, I'm running in there, and I told Big D, I said, I'm going to make this super fast. So I go run in there. I throw the coffee machine on, and then I go pee, and then I come back, and I realized I forgot to take out the K-cup from the prior person, whoever it is. So I'm afraid to take a sip of my drink.
Just reuse.
Because it's going to be like super watery.
Watered-down coffee?
Yeah. Big so fail.
Yeah, you just ran.
You want some Patrick Punch?
No, I haven't even tried this.
You don't want any.
Really?
What is delicious?
Let's go for a little bit, and then I start feeling funky.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, this
amateurs.
This is like a little
caffeine.
Yeah, I got a little, like it's coffee light.
It gives me a weird feeling in my head.
So what is this Patrick Punch? Because people...
It's Diet Mountain Dew sugar-free Red Bull.
But I thought there was like a third ingredient.
Sometimes I use Diet Sun Drop. But let me tell you something about Sun Drop. Sun Drop has more caffeine than Mountain Dew and Red Bull.
Sun Drop's not easy to find unless you're even in parts of Tennessee.
Yeah, but like only, Diet Sun Drop.
Chattanooga thing.
You get your hands on it and you're like,
ooh, it's good stuff.
So why does it have so much caffeine?
It's just they.
It's red.
That's their thing.
Both, all of those drinks have a lot of caffeine in it. Mountain Dew's got a decent amount.
I played softball with a guy who I played softball with him. He occasionally played. He was mainly just the coach, and he would sit there the whole time. He had him a little thing of it was always like Sun Drop. Well, I found out like after like a year or two that it was Sun Drop with vodka in it, and that was his everyday drink. But he carried it around.
Wow.
He carried it. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he's not with us anymore. But he carried it around all the time.
Wow,
I'm just saying he's
a great story.
Part of it was because of all that. But yeah, but he carried it around all the time. And it looked like he was drinking soda. And the whole time he was hammered.
Well, he probably wasn't hammered.
No.
If he's drinking every day.
All the time? No.
I mean, that's
high
just
functioning.
That's just him.
No, he was very high functioning.
He needed that just to.
Like he would get out there and play softball. And we knew. Like, yeah. I didn't know. I always thought he was just drinking, soda.
This looks like a sample.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, it doesn't raise the caffeine content. Because
that's definitely not my sample because I'm dehydrated.
It tastes better than it does. It has its own distinct. If you're thinking, that's weird, it is. It's also delicious.
Mm-hmm. Hello, everyone. Sorry. It's just the weirdest.
Not
sometimes.
As good as Popeyes.
No, get him some Popeyes.
Cook him a good meal. And if you can't. Buy him some Popeyes.
Mm-hmm. That's my hometown, too.
Yeah, totally.
Buy him some Popeyes.
That's a Creole girl.
No,
that's just...
Cajun.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Cajun and Creole? You don't know.
Yeah, I do. It's a long explanation, and I don't... And some of it's going to sound inappropriate, so I'm going to leave it out.
You can do all the Google... Well, no, because there's... It's race involved in a lot of this. Yeah, so, I mean, you can Google it. We're not going to get into it here.
The real definition of a Creole is someone who was born
mixed race, right?
No, who was born in like Louisiana.
I love how it's so easy to get y'all into this.
Creole is someone who was born in Louisiana or in another country.
I always thought it was
from like the second generation people.
No, we are so wrong.
No, I'm
Creole.
Creole is actually a dialect from two languages developed from a pigeon. That's what it says here.
Okay.
Pigeon. What?
I have no idea what Bubba's talking about now. But
jambalaya.
Yeah,
I don't even know, man. Nobody where I grew up ever called themselves Creole.
No, nobody
ever.
Does.
That was always something.
People call themselves that, but you know, it used to be mixed race people in New Orleans would call themselves Creoles. But I'm not even sure why.
Yeah, a person of mixed French or Spanish and black descent speaking a dialect of French or Spanish. No, the dialect, nobody speaks that.
It's because those people were born, they didn't come from France, they didn't come from Africa. They were born here and they were kind of, you know, Creole means second generation.
I just hate the way TV always makes it. To where people are speaking French all the time. When they show anything New Orleans,
nobody speaks French.
They always are like, oh, and you're like, no, that isn't how it is.
Nobody speaks. My grandparents spoke French to each other.
Only when they didn't want you to hear what they were saying.
That's it.
Or the cuss words.
Oh, yeah, but we all knew the cuss
but they would still only cuss in French. It was weird.
Do you guys want to hear my Cajun accent?
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
It's going to sound, what's it going to be, what kind of Irish or Jamaican?
Give me a scene, and then Carson is going to help me, and she's just walking in. So
is Carson also going to do a Cajun accent?
Yes, Carson
y'all
is Cajun.
Y'all be like an old married couple in the grocery store trying to decide if you need some rice.
Did you say decide?
Decide if you need some rice and some gravy. You know, we're going to cook rice and gravy tonight?
Okay.
Cajun accent's bad. Because I'm mocking what I think Big D's going to do.
And what's her Cajun name?
Clotilde.
And what's mine?
I actually think I have a great aunt named
Bernard.
Clotilde.
Mine's Bernard.
Bernard and Clotilde.
Bernard and Clotilde. Clotilde, are we going to mix fried rice and gravy tonight?
Fried rice?
I just got this new griddle.
You going to make fried rice and gravy?
Going to make the fried rice and gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's German.
No.
Swedish Cajun.
May yeah.
There you go.
May I? Yeah.
Yeah. Da.
We'll make some jambalaya. And then we get some gravy.
Come on.
And then we go down to the river and we make a fire.
A fire.
A fire.
Hey, yo.
This is so bad.
And we'll invite Patrick and Bubba.
Bubba.
Bubba. And we'll have a fire. It's pretty good. It's not terrible.
I don't know what that is. But
shout out to our bud Raphael, who said what's up. He's watching on the live stream. Raphael, I was thinking about you the other day because I was going to make a order. He's the one who sent us the goodies from Puerto Rico.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good.
Yes. I was thinking about
it's his wife's shop, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't have it. Raphael, if you are still watching, put it on there. I'll give her a little shout out.
So you can order it online?
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, also, other people can see it on the comments.
To Vaughn as well. Man, today was weird. Big D did.
Are we done doing Cajun accents?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We got to move on.
It was so much
that.
Fun.
Carson did one dumb
one
thing.
One word.
Look, man, I'm speaking of Cajun stuff. I'm wearing my high school.
Oh, HLB.
Hat. Braves. HLB Braves, baby.
Bourgeois.
One reservation drive.
I was really enjoying that. Okay, go on.
Okay.
Bubba.
Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say because you know what Patrick just did? He pulled a Bubba.
I Bubba'd
the
you?
Thing he always accuses
anyone
me of.
Anyone ever deserved it, sir. It was you. We just went to total silence because no one knows what to do.
So, Carson, what did you go to? I saw on your Instagram about you and your brother went to something.
Yeah, me and my brother and another friend of ours, we went to the Movies pop up. Which is the fictional restaurant in the Kevin Smith View Askew universe, which is the guy like Clerks and Mallrats and Dogma and Jay and Silent Bob
How
Strike
was
Back.
The food?
The food was good.
Mubi's food is
Mubi's
good?
Mubi's food was good. I got the Impossible Burger. My brother got a regular burger. My Mubi's friend Jonathan
doesn't have Impossible Burgers.
No, they do. Yeah, they do. If you watch Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, mm-hmm. they have vegan
really?
Food. Well, yeah, because Kevin Smith is vegan now.
Oh.
So, yeah, and then my friend Jonathan got the chicken sandwich, and then I got chocolate-covered pretzels while they were playing Mallrats, and I get it. You probably don't understand that reference, D, but no. It's a whole thing about chocolate-covered pretzels
Excuse
in that movie.
Me?
I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
I mean.
Are you a Mallrats fan?
Yeah, no. I watched both.
One There's and one. Two, two I mean, isn't out yet.
I know, but I'm going to watch
Oh,
both.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
But
this
it
is
was
where Vin D gets real defensive while he's pretending to be into something he doesn't know.
Let me guess what it's about.
Oh, okay. Good.
Mallrats. It's not about rats. That's too easy.
Is it animated or is it real people?
It is about. No, is it's
it? Not. No, it's
not. He wasn't sure.
No, it's not. I'm going to say Mallrats, the movie, Mallrats is about girls who go to the mall and it's set in the 80s. And they all, huh?
It's about mostly dudes who hang out at the mall. It's set in the 90s.
Yes.
Oh. And that's all they do is hang out and they're kind of losery?
Yeah, it's pretty much me and my friends in high school hanging out at the mall. It's exactly that movie. You know what? If you were born just a little bit later, you don't know that. I don't think kids hang out at malls now. I know they don't now, but like.
So my son, he does. They will get together at the mall. But here's what they do. They get together at the mall, and then they leave the mall. Like, they have all the parents drop them off at the mall. Yeah, we're going to hang out with this friend and that friend. And then they all pile into somebody else's who's older's car, and they leave.
Yeah.
And how do I know this? Because we have Life 360.
Oh,
and
it,
one day, we were like, after I dropped him off, my wife checked in on him, and she's watching him drive away.
I miss the mall, though. I miss that whole thing. Like, that was a place where we would go and just walk around and just, you know, it was something to do. Like, kids just don't do that now. They'd rather sit at home and play with their phones. They're missing out on that.
When they go
to
the mall, guess what they're doing? They're playing with their phones.
You know what, I went, after we went and did the whole pop-up thing, we went to go see our cousin. And then as we're driving home, we went to a fast food joint. And there were, I think there were like 12 kids. Just hanging out in the parking lot.
Did you do like a Sonic type thing?
Yeah. And they were hanging out in one of the parking spots at Sonic.
We did that.
And I was like,
growing up, ours was a Burger King. That's where we all got together.
I was surprised though, because I was like, oh, kids still hang out? Good for them.
Yeah. Burger King on the other side of the bayou in New Iberia, they didn't let you hang out. They would come and
why, because of the fights? Because that's what it was for us. That was like if you were gonna have a fight, if you were challenged at school, it was meet me at the Burger King.
No,
and it would
wasn't
be at
there.
Whatever time.
That was the empty parking lot or the empty lot across the street. You would just go across the street to the empty lot and that's where the fights were. Burger King was a little further than that, but like, yeah, it was just a spot where for some reason everybody started hanging out and then we were taking up too much space and they couldn't get customers who actually wanted to go in and buy food and sit and eat.
Ours was Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, you'd go to Dunkin'. And
is that where they would do the fights too?
No, I don't remember
because
people
they were
really
all
fighting.
Oh,
I don't remember
that
in high school.
You were a little more upper class.
No, I mean, the reason everybody went to Dunkin' was because there was a cigarette machine.
At Dunkin'?
The upper class cigarettes,
I don't know.
I'm
Welcome
sure.
to Connecticut.
Virginia Slims.
I imagine Carson's high school, somebody wants to start a fight, they take their glove off and slap them across the face.
I challenge you to a duel.
I must have retribution.
Were you ever challenged to a fight, Patrick?
Oh, yeah, but I talked my way out of
it. I was going to say, I could see your mouth getting you in trouble. Yeah. When you were a kid,
it got me out of trouble most of the time too. So my brothers, I have two older brothers. My oldest brother is the one who doesn't talk at all and has nothing to say, and apparently was very, very tough. He's 11 years older than me, so I didn't see any of that, but I later found out the story that my brother Barkley, the second one, who's 2 years younger, showed up on his first day of high school and on the first day got into a fight at lunch with somebody, and it was meet me across the street after lunch, and he's like, all right, I'll be there. And my brother was thinking this guy was bigger than him and this was a bad idea, but he had to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up, and the other guy didn't show up because between lunch and then somebody had told him that was Terry Paul's little brother. And so he's like, I'm like, oh, wow. So you're telling me his reputation was that they didn't even fight with you because they didn't want to fight with him.
There was
like,
that's awesome.
That happened to me. Yeah.
Like, that did not, I would have liked that when I was in high school.
That happened to me. I was challenged to a fight, and it was a dude who we were in ninth grade, except this dude flunked twice. So he was really an 11th grader. Yep. And the difference between an 11th grade boy and a 9th grade boy is vast.
A lot of difference.
And he was like being, you know, he was just, I don't know. Anyway, so it was there was a fight challenge. He was like, meet me at the mall, behind the mall by the water tower. And I'm like, okay, I'll go. And
travel across the creek. You will find a frog with three eyes. Turn left and go 60 paces, and I shall be there waiting for you shirtless.
Here's a map.
I showed up, and he didn't. And like a bunch of people, like it was when there was a fight, people would get in a circle around it. And it was like that was like the ring, you know. And so I was there in the circle by myself. He did not show up. And the next day he walked up. He goes, hey, I heard you went. I was like, yeah. And I was thinking it was about to go down right there. And he goes, you're pretty cool. And he never picked on me ever again.
This is what I love about dudes. You guys just settle stuff, right? Like, he looks at you and goes, all right, cool, respect. You showed up, and I got no beef. We're done. Your hands are washed of it. Like, girls, we would, like, we didn't physically fight in high school, but there would be phone calls, and there would be gossip. And even when you supposedly made up, oh, my gosh, it never ended. You still talked about each other behind their backs. She still had frenemies. Like, guys, you guys can do it and then move along. And we didn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It was almost worse for us.
Yeah. Because you never let it go.
No.
It just eats away at you.
No. I also didn't know that fights really existed like that in high school. I always thought that was something in the movies. When you said, like, they got
No, maybe it's, I don't know. I mean, I know you say Cheshire is a small town. I don't know. Maybe it's just small southern towns are a little different. I don't know. But that was, it was norm. The things you did in high school were you drank, you fought, and you looked for people to date.
Yep. We were so scheduled. Everybody in my high school, we were so scheduled that between sports or dance or music or whatever activity
y'all were kept busy.
Yeah, but like, we were just the most overscheduled children, and that wasn't just me; it was everybody I knew. We wouldn't have had time, like, say, meet me at 3 o'clock. Well, no, man, I got track practice. I can't do that. Okay, fine. Meet me at 5. Well, no, that's when band practice is. All right, meet me. No, I got SAT prep. Like, we just, there was, we couldn't put it into our schedules.
What a nerd.
It's not me, though. That was the entire school.
I can't fight you. I have SAT prep.
That would have been it.
Band?
Right?
And like, then I've got speech and drama.
5 a.m. is hockey practice. That was, you know, before school.
Well, that's where you fight, that's, on the ice.
Did you bring your, Patrick, did you bring your gavels to your fight?
Heck yeah.
Just pound them in your hand.
Just beat him with the gavel.
Just waiting for him.
He shows up.
I did.
Thor with his mighty hammer.
Pumping them in your
I got challenged to a fight once on a Wednesday, and I was like, oh, man, can we fight tomorrow? I have speech and debate practice this afternoon. And he was like, you know what, kid? Don't worry about it. He was like, I don't want to fight you. It just seems like it would be mean.
You guys went to a burger place, too, like after school, and that was your hangout?
Don't
right,
me?
D? Yeah.
Yeah, a Burger Chef was ours.
Burger Chef. They don't have Burger Chefs. There's like only a couple of them left.
Yeah. Yeah. Right next to the junior high. We didn't, no one fought in high school. Not anymore.
Oh, they didn't have that? Oh,
no. Our, we had a weird high school. It was all, the old Cookeville High School was, it was all laid out. And the rumor was that it was supposed to be a Florida school design, because it was all an open campus. So like when you walked out, it was like a spoken hub kind of deal. Mm-hmm. So you had like a building, and that building had 4 classrooms in it, and they all from different sides.
Right.
And then out of that would go like sidewalks that would connect to another one, and they had 4. So it's, you walked outside to get your classes. We didn't have like a really an indoor high school
part.
Part of it was at the very beginning, but
ours
all the
was
other
all
were
indoor. Like we didn't even have windows. Everything was a building encased inside of a building. It was really bizarre. Mm-hmm. All the walls were brick, and you had there. And I always thought about, you know, what if there was something go down, like a fire or something like that? How do you get out? You can't. You only have that one entrance exit to the room, and that was it. And like each hallway section was like pods. We had different little pods, and so it was like a maze to get in or out. And I'm like, man, thank God nothing ever happened, because it was extremely unsafe.
You guys remember the temporary buildings?
Mm-hmm. Trailers.
The portables.
Trailers, the portables.
Called them the trailers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. We didn't really have
the
that.
The Acton trailers.
We had them in elementary school. We didn't have them in junior high and high school, though.
My kids have them now.
My high school was built in like 1967. It's still there. And it was just four long hallways.
Is there a sign there?
What?
That says.
I went to high school there? No. They don't see it as a big deal. I don't know what's up with that.
What is your high school?
New Iberia Senior High. Okay. And you can look on the website. It doesn't even say it there. I don't know what's up. Why they don't celebrate it more. But anyway.
Checking you out.
Like Bubba said.
I'm not real sure if he's joking even.
No, I'm not. Four long hallways.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Notable people.
Wow.
And you are not in there.
I know, right?
Patrick, have you reached out to them and offered to perhaps donate your gavel for a shadow box?
You know what? That's mean. First of all, I'm keeping my gavels. Second of all, they told me they didn't need them. But that's besides the point. I don't even remember what I was trying to say now.
Four long hallways.
We didn't have any window. I didn't even think about it until like, oh, yeah, frick, we didn't have any windows. Mm-hmm. We were just locked in these little stone cages. Even the doors, if you remember, I don't know if y'all had these doors. The doors had like those little tall, skinny windows where you could kind of look in, but otherwise it was a solid door.
And they had the little chicken wire embedded inside the windows.
Yeah, embedded in the windows. So you can't break out. It's like you're in a prison.
I mean.
Notable alumni at Cookeville High School, Mac Brown, Watson Brown, Rich Froning Jr., the CrossFit athlete, Robin Clark. There is no Big D here.
What?
Well, those are all real notable people.
Go back to mine. Who's notable from New Iberia Senior
They don't
High School?
Even have anybody under
don't
you.
Don't even have any notable people?
No, they don't have anybody.
No, nobody
not
has one. Nothing
Drew
under notable.
Mark Roman played in the NFL. He went to school with me.
That's
I'm
not
just
even
telling
really.
You, it's not there.
But that's what it, you know, that was what everybody remembered.
Rich was an international athlete who won like over and over and over. Like he's a real legit thing.
The CrossFit guy?
Yeah. You know, let me people play in NFL. I mean, I get it.
A lot of people play in the NFL. I get it. But I'm from a small town. Not that many people from my town played in the NFL. I think it's like two or three now. I think there's one more guy. But, you know.
I'm looking on mine. I'm not on mine. Oh, yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes.
Stop.
No,
yes.
Carson, look at that. No,
yes.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. Notable alumni, but everybody else has a special
my gosh.
Link.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. H.L. Bourgeois High School.
Look at you.
You got Beryl Amadee. You got Lieutenant.
Wow.
I have never been more jealous. Are you serious? It's on the Wikipedia.
I'm right there next to the guy who was on the sixth season of NBC's The Biggest Loser.
Okay. Well, you're more famous than that guy. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
What a Brady.
That's awesome.
Dude.
We would look to look up Carson's, but we know what's going to be there.
Nope, he didn't go to my high school.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he went to the academy in town.
Did you go to
really?
Cheshire High School?
Yeah, Cheshire High School.
Okay,
just
checking
thought,
yours.
James Vanderbeek, I thought there was just one high school there. But
no, that was the Cheshire Academy was the private school.
Wow. Right. Yeah. You had Horseshack from
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah,
her mom dated him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Medal of Honor recipient. Well, you've got good people went to your school.
Say anybody else? I think somebody who was on Project Runway.
The guy who's the CEO of Energizer.
Oh.
Energizer?
The batteries?
Batteries?
Yes. Oh. Brad Osmus. You got a bunch of people. Who's the other person you were looking for?
Oh, I don't know. I think somebody from Project Runway. There's some TV producer who I think wrote his own Wikipedia page.
Oh,
and
Adam
linked himself.
Kalustian?
Yeah, I think he wrote his own page and put himself
also
on there.
Also The Biggest Loser from The Biggest Loser. You and I have a weird little high school connection to The Biggest Loser.
And then Brian Leach.
Look at Patrick. He's just so sad.
He's so mad.
He's so sad.
I don't
he's
think
so
Brian sad. Leach went to Cheshire High School, but he's from Cheshire.
That's crazy, man.
He's so mad.
Can you believe he got
You're
on there?
Not notable.
Can you believe that, Patrick? Can you believe that?
Did you put yourself on there?
I did
not. You edit the Wikipedia page of your high school to put
not.
Yourself on it? Because I'm going to do it.
You're going to be the only one.
There's no other notable people, but I'm...
You're going to set up a notable people, and you're going to add those people that you went to school with that played in the NFL.
Fine. You know what? Whatever. Fine.
We're going to go back like in 6 months and look, and Patrick will be there or not. Oh, yeah. And I will be happy for you.
You know what? I bet one of like someone in the 17 will do it.
No, they won't. And yeah, I don't care.
I bet they
will.
It's
fine. Don't do it. If you're listening to this, don't. Just let it be. Let it be. They wrote about
really
me in the local newspaper, and I thought that was kind of overkill, but at the same time, it's the coolest thing ever. So, you know.
What'd they write about you for?
Oh, because, like, local boy done good. Like, there was a picture of me holding a CMA award on the front page.
Oh, for all this?
Yeah.
Oh,
for all this. Yeah.
I'm a little offended that the Cheshire Herald has never
What's up, Cheshire
dusted
Herald?
My doorstep.
Where's the Houma Daily Courier? Where are you at,
Tom? I didn't tell my mom or anybody that it was going to be in there because I didn't actually know. Like, you know, they call you from the newspaper. Like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And I talked to the guy. And I didn't think anything of it, and I forgot to ask when it was going to run. It was on, like, the Sunday paper, so it was the color
big
edition.
Day.
And it was on the top
above the fold.
Above the byline, like the top thing, and then it was on the second front. So there's just my picture there. My aunt, who's no longer with us, my mom's sister, she calls my mother and goes, Patrick's on the front page of the paper! That's all screaming. My mother goes, what?
I think
she goes,
found a gold.
Patrick's on the front page of the paper! That's You see, I did that to myself, but that's okay.
So she was all excited?
They were all excited. Like, it's a big deal, because everybody apparently still read the newspaper. This was also like
that's nice.
3 or 4 years ago when people still read the newspaper.
They still read it.
Some people do.
I don't want anybody from my high school to find me, because those that have, you know what they've all done? Hit me up for backstage passes.
Hey, man, can you? No, I can't, actually. Well,
hey. Remember we were in second grade together? Because that's about my last memory of you. Sure.
It's terrible, man. I have a couple people who reach out for tickets too, and it's just, it's like, man, the only time I ever hear from you is when you need something. And I actually told this one of these people. I said, look, I only hear from you when you want tickets or backstage passes or meet and greets or whatever you want to call them. I was like, do me a favor, put it in your phone, a little reminder, call Bubba, text Bubba, whatever it is, and every once in a while. It'll be nice to hear from you when you don't need something. And it makes me more apt to want to help you. Oh, okay. Never.
No.
Never.
Big D doesn't want anyone to call him on the phone. Bubba's trying to get people to call him for no reason.
Well, no, I'm not trying to get them to call me.
Put it in your calendar to call me.
I'm just saying, reach out when you don't need something is all I'm saying.
And another thing, don't ask Bubba for tickets or backstage passes and stuff.
I can't get them.
Because he doesn't know any of those.
Because what happens is I'm going to him, yes.
And then I'm asking somebody that I know for tickets for somebody that Bubba knows. So you know Bubba that I work with, a friend
Very
of
Very convoluted.
Oh, it doesn't.
Also, backstage passes aren't a thing, people.
No, they're not.
That's the other thing I'm trying to tell you. Like, no, you're not going to party with a band.
Nope.
I get it. You saw behind the music.
This is not Wayne's World. That doesn't happen.
Right. The guy who hit me up like, hey, can you give me backstage passes for Iron Maiden?
No.
What?
First of all... What do you want to do? Get backstage with Iron Maiden so you can drink Metamucil with them? They are all in their early 60s, sir. This is not what you think it is, okay?
Like, what do you think they're doing back there?
Prunes, man! Prunes!
Checkers.
Playing checkers. The drummer's over there. He's got one of those big rubber band things because he doesn't lift weights anymore, but he's stretching with that rubber band. Like, you don't really want to hang out backstage with rock bands in their 60s.
No.
I'm just saying.
I feel bad for them.
I mean, you can meet them. It's just not the party. Yeah, you're right. You know what? Actually, I kind of do. And I would drink Metamucil with them. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let's say, who's your favorite monkey from the Monkeys?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It depends
on the
day.
They're older than their 60s.
I mean,
right?
I can't tell you her favorite monkey.
Like, Peter and Davy are dead, so that leaves two. Let's say probably Mickey. He seems more fun.
Mickey Dolenz. I don't know if he's single or not. Let's say he is. If he were to ask you out, would you go out with
100%?
Really?
Really? He's like 80.
My God, you! Oh, have we never discussed who I think the sexiest man alive is?
No, I don't think so.
Don't say Barry Manilow. Okay.
You don't besmirch the Barry. No, Mick Jagger.
Oh, God.
Mick Jagger, followed by Roger Daltrey from The Who. Sexiest man on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, my gosh. The problem is I'm too old for Mick at this point. I think his girlfriend is like 30. So,
and okay. He is?
78.
Mick Jagger, and tell me, don't say what you're supposed to say. Think about it and say the truth. Mick Jagger or Skarsgård?
Oh, Skarsgård.
Oh, see? So really? I just proved that he's not long, the sexiest man.
No, Skarsgård doesn't have the moves like Jagger. But Skarsgård, we'd probably have a little bit more time together than I would with Jagger. But if you said you get to go on one date and that's it, now I'd still say Jagger. It's a better story because there's a couple people go, who's it? Oh, who is he? And I'd pull up pictures from True Blood. If I say I went out with Mick Jagger last night, nobody's questioning who that is.
Oh, that's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If I'm doing it for the Insta-op. So, yeah, I mean, I'm
doing it for the Insta-op. That's a thing.
Could you hear my eyes roll?
Literally hear Big D's veins in his eyes just stretch just a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's still like so crazy fascinating that, I mean, he's an old dude.
I mean, he is, but he also runs 6 miles a day, which is 6 miles more than I've basically run in my life.
Are you kidding me?
No. He's he's super in shape. His dad lived to be like 96. We still got Jagger for another couple decades. We fine.
We hope so.
We do.
Very sad losing
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie Watts. That was crazy.
That was a bummer.
Like, I didn't see that coming.
He had bowed out of the tour already.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we already knew there was a replacement drummer for when the tour kicks off next month. And Charlie, he had had an operation. There were some problems. And Charlie also, as much as, and I know Dee doesn't know a ton about him, but everybody.
Who are we talking about?
The drummer from the Rolling Stones who died.
He passed away this past week.
Yeah, I saw that.
And everybody talks about like, Gentleman Charlie, because he was always in a suit and he was very quiet. He didn't say much. Charlie also had a big old heroin problem for a long time. And he finally got clean in the mid 80s. So like the fact that you made it to 80. After doing stuff like that?
I remember watching, who's the one that got married to the girl, like the 16-year-old?
Oh, Wyman. That's the former bassist. He left in 94.
They were at the wedding, and they were asking Charlie about it, and Charlie was like, yeah, good luck with this.
He started dating her when she was 13. They got married when she was 18.
Weird.
Illegal, gross, ew. Gross. Okay. Yeah, Bill Wyman. How is it that you are a member of the Rolling Stones and you are Bill Wyman was a boring dude. He didn't move on stage, but killer bass player. But like you are the most boring member of the world's greatest rock and roll band that includes Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, and you have done the most scandalous thing. How did that happen, bro?
Maybe he was trying to reach. He was.
Ugh. No, he's just, that's gross.
Let me ask you a question. Can you give me backstage passes for Iron Maiden? I really want to hang out back there and like watch Matlock with the guys. maybe they're shooting up Relief Factor with Pat Boone. I don't know. It could be fun.
Talking about how they're about to buy some gold.
Yeah, got gold to buy. The bass player sitting in the corner. He's playing Candy Crush on his phone.
Bruce Dickinson's talking about reverse mortgages. Crush.
Reverse mortgages.
No, dude, they're playing Solitaire on their iPad.
Solitaire. I thought that was too old. I was going to make that reference because that's what my dad does. But my mom plays Candy Crush, so I felt like that was a safer bet. Relief Factor can help you live a better life. Thank you, Pat Boone. Old rock and roll guy. I literally can't name any of your songs. Good job there.
Where am I?
Didn't Pat Boone do a Metallica album?
He did a metal album. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Then he came out in like a leather studded vest.
The drummer sitting in the corner yelling at CNN on TV. This is great. This is really good time. Backstage party. All right. Those are all of my old man references.
Any good Insta-ops?
Here's me sitting next to Bruce Dickinson watching Matlock. Up next, Murder, She Wrote. It's a party!
I asked Steve Harris to take a picture of us. His thumb is covering the lens.
Here we are, the dermatologist getting a checkup.
I was hanging out backstage with the guys from Iron Maiden, and the lead guitar player was asking me if I got that mole on my neck checked out. Then he showed me a mole on the back of his calf. It was strange.
Boy, I really blew their mind when I told them Bruce Jenner, you just see him nowadays.
Then we all drank a glass of Metamucil and went to bed. It was awesome.
Oh, you couldn't hear anything but our CPAP machines.
Written in their rider, no spicy food
no
after
5:30. No spicy food after 5. Dinner has to be ready at 4. And you know Metamucil's on the rider, too. Like, it's on there. It's not even kind of a thing. Like, maybe we should know. We need prune juice, and I need some Metamucil.
You know, the sad part is, like, I was going to go see Judas Priest next month, and like, Rob Halford just turned 70. And that's I was like, great. Yeah, that's not a big deal. And then I'm like, wait, but he's 70. Like, okay.
Yeah. He's just, look.
Rob Halford in his leather and studs is going to be 70.
That's right.
Years old.
And do you have some of that theragesic? Because the drummer's knees get really, we need to keep that in the dressing rooms.
We got to watch out when it rains.
Yeah. See, I can't really add to this because I don't know all the old people products.
Oh, come on.
I feel so left out. I know,
just
like
basing this on what you know. Instead of groupies coming backstage, it's massage therapists with stuff to rub them down afterwards.
Like,
you know.
Oh, what? I had a coupon for that.
Yeah. all the catering is done by what's that place? Over up by the north town, the old people all eat. Oh.
Hometown buffet?
No, hometown buffet's actually pretty good. Country,
Furs, Lubies, any kind of cafeteria.
Shoney's.
It's all you can eat.
The band shows up at the auditorium at 7 a.m. in the morning, just before it's not even open yet.
Is that Senka?
Senka, yeah.
I need
really
my decaf.
Need it to be decaf,
I don't
guys.
Need to be up all night. You're ready to rock?
Are you?
And they're in rocking chairs.
Oh gosh. We kid because we love.
By the way, I would go see all those guys in concert. I'm only mocking, you know, the people who think it's a party backstage.
Card carrying member of the Iron Maiden fan club. We all know where I stand.
Still is incredible live, but.
After
I'm
party.
Very excited for their new album.
After party at Cracker Barrel.
The after party is at Cracker Barrel. We play checkers.
And if you can't, I'll get some Popeyes.
So Popeyes. Be mild.
What's that? Oh, yeah, mild. Make sure to oh, gosh. Okay. That's all I got.
I have
got
a little headache now.
No.
From laughing.
I'm dizzy from all that, so. I think that's how we should end the week.
All right. I agree.
Guys, thank you so much week. For being with us here on the podcast. Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any automotive needs, whatever it may be, go in, talk to the people at O'Reilly. They're awesome, they're friendly, and they will help you get your car rocking. Like,
not like that.
Okay. Thank you for having us on. And for those of you listening to the audio version, Travis Mills up next.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
At Popeye.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry. United States Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills of the 82nd Airborne was on his third tour of duty in Afghanistan, and from an IED, lost portions of both legs and both arms. Also, only one of five quadruple amputees from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to survive his injuries. And Travis Mills joins us on the hotline. Good morning, Travis. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good morning. And I should note, two of the guys that were quad, they got double arm transplants, so they're not really in my club anymore. So I'm even more elite.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Left.
Wait. They do arm transplants now?
Yeah, they do. I don't want it, but they do it. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy, the technology and the scientific world we're living in these days, huh?
I did not know that was even a thing. You know, people talk about the terrible things about war, but, you know, sometimes War brings out the best parts of society. You're talking about the technological leaps that we get. You're talking about an arm transplant that, you know, 20 years ago, nobody would have ever considered even feasible or possible.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there's obviously always room for growth and expansion on that. You know, it's hit or miss. But at the same time, I mean, my legs, I have prosthetic legs. I drive my truck like everybody else drives their truck with my prosthetic legs that I walk around with. You know, I have my prosthetic arms I do things with. So, hey, life goes on. The country takes care of me. Unfortunate day at work. And to be honest, I didn't even see it coming. Can you believe that? Walked right into a hump. What an idiot, right? I know your guys' show, so I hope that's okay if I joke around a little bit.
No, dude.
I really am. So
it's totally cool, man. Right. And, you know, I've actually read your book, and I've listened to your podcast and all that. I love you, man. I think you're one of the coolest people, and I'm just glad that we could, you know, have you on our show.
Well, I appreciate that. Also, you guys introduced me to Walker McGuire. Well, I tell you, I love their music. They are phenomenal. Yeah. I know they're not really, I don't think they're a band anymore, so I don't know if I should bring them up and you got to edit this out or whatever.
No. But we always talk about, like, my gosh, what the heck? Why? I don't know, man. You get peanut butter and jelly, and
sometimes it makes a good sandwich. Sometimes you got to keep them on separate pieces of bread.
Yeah.
Although they have been hanging out together again lately.
Have they? I didn't know. This is breaking news. I didn't know that.
So you never know.
Great to know.
You know, everyone talking about Afghanistan and, you know, you've been doing all kinds of interviews lately over all of this. What's your message to your fellow veterans, of especially the Afghanistan theater?
Well, you know, I think it's important that they understand, if they were a veteran, that, you know, we did good over there. Like, we actually did. And we accomplished what we need to accomplish. We rooted out terrorism while we were there. We made sure it stayed in Afghanistan, not on our shores. And, you know, just unfortunately, it was time for Afghanistan to stand on their own if they could as a government. And they didn't. They didn't. But that doesn't minimize or, you know, take away from anything that we did over there. You know, I've lost a lot of good friends, and I've had a lot of guys that I know that got injured, and a lot of guys that fought tooth and nail as hard as they could, and they wonder sometimes, what was it all for? And I think about the hospitals, schools, wells, education, infrastructure, the things that we actually did to better their lives, you know?
My fear is that we are back over there and sooner than we realize. And it seems like everybody wants to get some Afghanistan back in history. What the heck if why?
Yeah, why does everybody keep going to Afghanistan?
Yeah.
I don't know. Right now it's because they're mineral rich and you have a lot of talk about that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it could be for the poppy trade. It could be for whatever. But historically, no one's been – that place is such a crazy place. No one's been able to hang on to it.
Yeah.
Not even the Afghanis. No. They have a problem.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
It's just one of those weird regions of the world where people just can't get it together.
No, I know. And that's the thing. Like, for when we went over there, it's hard because my first deployment, I was all gung-ho. Let's go fight the bad guys. And my second and third deployment, I realized we're fighting an ideology. And the only thing I cared about was, can I get all my guys back home in one piece? As safe as possible. And it was all about the service member to my left and my right. That was the reason I was there, right? Because everybody that gets there, they just can't wait to get home. And I think that's what the Afghan people have to deal with. They realize that the Taliban live amongst them and have freedom of movement at night and can do what they want, compared to the Americans who every year, they're going to rotate out. They're going to change over, and eventually they're going to go home. So you're forced with, what side do I pick? And if I pick the wrong side, what consequences are there going to be? And we were never going to be an occupying force. I do think we could have done things a lot better. We should have kept Kandahar and Bagram because they're air bases. We could have flown everybody out strategically on time and whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, I want everybody that's a veteran to know that we did a lot of good. And the truth is, I started the Travis Mills Foundation. We bring out combat and service connected to injured veterans. And we show them how to live life to the fullest with their families and do activities like kayaking and canoeing. So guys like me, missing both arms and legs, can go whitewater rafting, can't go downhill snowboarding and mountain biking. And we want to make sure they know, like, hey, the country loves you. We're so grateful for your service, and there's things you can do with your family. Because I've been blessed with the ability to live through my injuries, as well as my wife staying by my side. At first it was obligation. Now it's fear of my social media, you know, posting bad stuff about her. So you know, we're going 13 years strong, and I have two great kids, a 10-year-old next month and a 4-year-old just turned 4 last week. So we want to give that same kind of hope and support. And then we also have a post-traumatic stress program we started. It's one of the best in the nation because we do care, and we want to give back to these veterans that did serve and fight so hard.
Well, you can get all the information, TravisMills.org. Never give up, never quit. One of America's heroes, man.
And if you get a chance, I would also like to add, please check out his movie. It's on Netflix. At least it was recently, as recently as maybe a couple weeks ago when I last saw it. It's called Travis, A Soldier's Story. It's fantastic. It's eye-opening. And I think you would really, really learn a few things
to check it
by
out.
You. I mean, all of us.
Yeah.
Just by giving that a watch.
You read the book, Tough as They Come?
Yeah.
You read the
Oh, yeah.
And I appreciate that, gentlemen. You guys are great. I don't got to promote nothing. You guys are killing this for me. Especially professionally all the time.
This is our first year in radio, and so we're trying to figure it out. I think we figured it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Travis, we'd love to get you back on. I would love to have you on. Almost regularly, honestly, I think it's important. In you know, as the show's being heard around the world on AFN, you speak to so many of the men and women in the armed services, and it's a direct, you know, mouthpiece from our show to them from you. And I would love just to have you on, talk about whatever you want, you know, whatever you're pushing at the time, but also just a hey, you know, an attaboy's to our soldiers. So.
Yeah, and I want everybody to know, like, our service members, they fought hard. They, you know, went nights without sleep. They went days without food. And they did the job that they were supposed to do, and they did it well. It just didn't transfer over to when the Afghan nationals had to stand up on their own. And unfortunately, this was not a story that is, you know, going to be a movie about, like a Cinderella story. But I don't want people to lose any faith or any sleep over their service over there because it was for something.
Sure.
And, you know, I live that life every day, and people wonder how I'm so positive with no arms, no legs. And I tell them, the service members that did not make it back home, my good friends, they didn't have the ability to live anymore in this great nation of ours with their family, their children, their spouses, their parents. And how lucky am I?
Yeah.
You know, I learned how to walk with my daughter because she was 6 months old and I got injured. And we're the closest to close. And I tell you, I'm glad I'm on the radio today because we got a new puppy. And everybody tells me how tired I look because apparently the dog I didn't want, I got to take care of now.
Isn't that how it always works?
The way it works.
Yeah.
Travis Mills.
Well, and one more plug, if you don't mind. If anybody wants to check me out on Facebook, Instagram, social media, whatever, it's at SSG Travis Mills. I'm so excited. I would love to do this regularly. And if you guys are serious and want me to do that, I can't wait to come out. We'll talk everything.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Betting. Gambling, you know, whatever you guys want.
We'll get some whiskey rolling. We'll get some, we'll sing together. America, yeah.
Coming to
save the day,
yeah. America. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Random, I also love Basil Hayden's. I mean, if you guys ever want to drink whiskey with me, Basil Hayden's, I'll bring it to the party.
All right. Travis Mills, everybody. Travis Mills, never give up, never quit. Check him out, SSG Travis Mills on social media.
Thanks, Travis. Love you, brother.
Hey, thanks, guys.
See you, man.
Care.